We oftentimes hear about the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, STATIN, but what exactly is the organization all about? Stay with us as we explore its roles and functions. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is an agency of the Ministry of Finance and Planning. For 70 years, the agency has been providing official data to the government and people of Jamaica. STATIN's mandate includes collecting, compiling, analyzing, and publishing information relating to commercial, industrial, social, and economic engagements, among other activities. Among these is the Population and Housing Census, undertaken every 10 years. Director General Carol Coy says the survey last conducted in 2011 provides detailed data on the population's size and characteristics. This is supported by an annual demographics survey, which provides estimates that enable STATIN to maintain fairly current statistics over the ensuing periods preceding each census exercise.
We also produce what we refer to as the gross domestic product, GDP. This measures the performance of the Jamaican economy, just as how a business has to measure how profitable it is at the end of each year or at the end of each period. The GDP does the same thing for the economy. It measures all production that takes place, including production in the informal sector.
Another key area that is monitored by STATIN is the survey of living conditions. The survey, done in conjunction with the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, tracks the social welfare of the population. There is also the International Merchandise Trade Survey, which monitors imported and exported goods and services.
We also produce on an annual basis the demographic statistics, and what this does, it estimates the size of the population in between census years. So we would have done the census in 2011. We don't wait until 2021, when the next census comes around, to provide information on the census. We estimate the population during that period.
Ms. Coy says the Institute has started documenting and producing data on information and communications technology. This as a result of its impact on and importance to the economy. The agency also generates information on the environment, as well as the consumer and producer price indices. STATIN undertakes a number of surveys on behalf of other government agencies and international organizations. The agency's geographic unit provides geospatial representation of the data.
One of our recent collaborations was with the Social Development Commission, where we developed community boundaries and maps. And what this will allow for is for us to present the census data by communities. Previously, this was not possible.
Ms. Coy says STATIN has adopted international best practices, which ensures the data is produced at a very high standard by a cadre of highly qualified professionals. She underscores the importance of data, particularly in relation to economic growth and national development.
Government needs information in order to assess the success of its economic and social policies and to make changes where necessary. For example, it needs to know which sectors in the economy can drive growth to see whether it's meeting its GDP targets.
Ms. Coy assures that the information provided by individuals is confidential under the Statistics Act. STATIN will be conducting several major surveys in 2016. These include a household expenditure survey, which will contribute to the composition of the Consumer Price Index, CPI. STATIN was established in 1946 as the Central Bureau of Statistics with the passage of the Statistics Act. Following legislative amendments, the entity was renamed the Department of Statistics in 1955 and the Statistical Institute of Jamaica in 1984. All statistics are available free of cost and can be accessed at the agency's website, statinja.gov.jm.
Talk to your health provider about how Zika can affect a pregnancy. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.